This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hello, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events and ideas, people and places from around the world. Now, I'm Mr. East, teacher, dad, podcaster extraordinaire, and today we'll be learning about a special day that's all about celebrating one extraordinary organisation, the Red Cross. Well, actually two extraordinary organisations, the Red Cross and the Red Crescent, but more on that later. And the day itself? Well, it's quite logically called World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day. In today's Crash Course podcast, we'll learn about the history of this amazing organisation, what it does, and most importantly, why you simply must know about it and its special day. But as we always do here at Crash Course Podcast, let's start with the basics. Now, its official name is the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement, but that often gets shortened to just the Red Cross. And the Red Cross is the world's biggest humanitarian organisation. And humanitarian basically means that they're all about protecting humans from harm and suffering. Now, the Red Cross has three big missions, and they are to protect human life and health, to ensure respect for all human beings, and to prevent and alleviate human suffering. Sound like a big job? Well, it is. And to achieve these goals, the Red Cross has over 97 million volunteers, members, and staff that make it happen. And so what do these millions of people do exactly? Well, the answer is lots and lots and lots. You see, the Red Cross is a global organisation, which means it works in pretty much every country in the world and where people need them most. They help with food and medicine during natural disasters like bushfires and floods. They help new migrants when they first arrive in new places to understand the language and the customs. They help people affected by war and famously save thousands and thousands and thousands of lives during many wars, especially during the two world wars. They help indigenous peoples grow stronger. They lobby countries to follow the rules of war. And yes, there are in fact rules when it comes to war. And they help people in trouble with the law. They also provide loads of local community services, and they also operate blood donor services, where people can donate blood to sick people who need it. In conclusion, loads. Now let's don our fancy history hats a moment and find out how this unbelievably important organisation that has saved thousands and thousands of lives all began. So, like so many awesome things in history, it all started with one brain. And that particular brain belonged to a man from Switzerland called Jean-Henri Dunant. Now, Dunant was a businessman, and in 1859, he was on a trip to Italy for a business meeting, when he passed by an area where just the day before a huge battle had taken place. And what he saw there was truly dreadful. During the battle, almost 40,000 soldiers had been killed or left wounded on the battlefield, and there were almost no doctors or nurses there to help them. All this brutality and suffering shook him to his core, and he immediately cancelled his business meeting and set to work organising people from nearby villages to go and help bury the dead and tend to the wounded. Now, upon returning home to Switzerland, Dunant wrote a book about his experiences at that battlefield. He paid for the book to be published out of his own pocket and then sent copies to important people all across the world. The impact was immediate. And soon, distinguished people from here, there, and everywhere joined forces with Dunant. In 1863, 4 years after his fateful visit to the battlefield, they formed the International Committee for Relief to the Wounded, an organisation that would one day be renamed to the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement, or simply, the Red Cross. Now, their first mission was to make sure soldiers had access to healthcare on battlefields, and that the doctors and nurses providing this care would be safe from harm. Now, this soon expanded to the many other important things the Red Cross does today, like disaster relief and the blood donations we spoke about before. So obviously a super important organisation that just happens to be the world's biggest humanitarian organisation needs a day of celebration, doesn't it? So when does World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day actually happen? Well, World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day takes place on the 8th of May. It's an annual event, which means it happens every year. And the first World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day took place all the way back in 1948, just after World War II. And in fact, a lot of good things happened at the end of that war, and a lot of them, like World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day, were inspired by people wanting to make sure nothing as terrible as that ever happened again. Now back then, the day was only called Red Cross Day, and it stayed that way until 1984, when it was renamed to World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day. And that seems like the perfect opportunity to quickly talk about the difference between the Red Cross and the Red Crescent, and indeed their very famous symbols. So you can probably picture the Red Cross symbol in your head right now. A red cross on a white background, perhaps? So the Red Cross symbol is basically the Swiss flag with the colours reversed, which makes sense because Junot, who founded the organisation, was Swiss, and it was founded in Switzerland. Meanwhile, the Red Crescent was set up a couple of years after, and that was in Turkey, and it was inspired by the activities of the Red Cross to provide proper healthcare to soldiers there. Now, the crescent was chosen because it's the international symbol for Islam, and Turkey, being a majority Muslim country, that made sense. Not long afterwards, though, the two organisations combined, and so today we have the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement. Generally, you'll find the Red Crescent working in places like the Middle East, and the Red Cross in other parts of the world, like Australia and Europe. Both organisations do amazing work, and together, these famous symbols bring hope and relief to millions of people around the world. And World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day? Well, that's a day to celebrate the extraordinary work of this truly extraordinary organisation, and to say thank you to all those millions of members, volunteers, and staff, without whom none of this could ever happen. But what do you think? How could you show your appreciation for the Red Cross and Red Crescent? You could send a letter to say thank you, or maybe record a video message with your class. You could do a fundraiser, or even volunteer with your local Red Cross group. Whatever you choose to do, I'm sure you'll do something truly great. Now, great job, team. And thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot, and catch you next time.